各位亲爱的小伙伴的早上好，我是姚老师，欢迎来到今天这一期的英语口语每日养成。今天这一期节目当中呢，我们来一起听一下这样的一段关键句，依旧呢是来自于《摩登家庭》第三季第十六集。
Why don't you run up to the food court and grab us a table?
你去美食广场给我们找张桌子。
Why don't you run up to the food court and grab us a table? Why don't you run up to the food court and grab us a table?
那么这样一段关键句当中呢，我们需要注意哪些发音技巧呢？第一处，当 don't you， 我们这样的两个单词呢读在一起，语速比较快的时候，你会感觉呢好像是形成了一个类似于 ch 的发音。那么这是一种音的同化的现象，我们呢可以读成 don't you， don't you。再来看一下第二处发音技巧，当 run up to 这样的三个单词呢，我们放在一起，前两者呢可以做一个自然的连读，而后两者呢存在一个比较典型的失去爆破的处理，所以呢这样的三个单词呢，我们可以读成 run up to， run up to。而当 food court 我们放在一起呢，此时可以有一个失去爆破的处理，那么你可以读成 food court，food court。 再往后面看，当 and 和 grab 我们这样的两个单词呢放在一起，此时呢可以有一个失去爆破的处理，那么你可以读成 and grab， and grab。 而当 grab us a 这样的三个单词呢我们放在一起，其中呢可以存在两处连读，那我们呢可以读成 grab us a， grab us a
We should probably get Beatrice like a cast or something. We can all sign it. Yeah?
Yeah, sure.
Fact. I blew it. This repair is probably going to take a little while. Why don't you run up to the food court and grab us a table? I'll get Alex and Lily.
Okay. Do you want the counter or a booth?
Whatever seems right to you.I trust you.
I have a cool dad.
那么今天视频当中呢，我们要来学习的短语是 run up to someone or something or some place。 这些短语呢可以理解成为冲向某个人或者某物或者某个地方。 To move toward and stop directly in front of some person.Place or thing very quickly, as by running. 快速冲向某个人、某个地方、某个事物，又突然在其面前停下。那么下面呢，我们来看一下几个例子。第一个 ，He ran up to the house and rang the doorbell. 他快速冲向了那个房子，按响了门铃。He ran up to the house and rang the doorbell.下面呢，我们来看一下第二个例子。She ran up to me and gave me a huge hug. 她冲向了我，然后给我了一个很大的拥抱。She ran up to me and gave me a huge hug. 下面呢，我们再来看一下第三个例子。A little girl ran up to me, crying for her daddy. 一个小女孩朝我跑过来，哭着要找爸爸。A little girl ran up to me, crying for her daddy.下面呢，我们来看一下倒数第二个例子。Imagine you are a famous movie star. What do you do when your fans run up to you? 想象一下，你是一位著名的电影明星。当你的粉丝跑向你时，你会做什么？ Imagine you are a famous movie star. What do you do when your fans run up to you? 下面呢，我们来看一下最后这个例子。The child ran up to the teacher to show her his drawing.那孩子跑到老师面前，让老师看他的画。The child ran up to the teacher to show her his drawing. 那么在今天节目的末尾呢，请各位同学尝试翻译一下句子，并留言在文章的留言区。She described to me how he ran up to her and grabbed her handbag. She described me, how he ran up to her and grabbed her handbag.
这样一个句子你会如何去做翻译呢？希望各位同学呢都可以踊跃的发言。那么本期节目呢我们就先分享到这里。明天节目当中呢我们再会啦。See you tomorrow!